Buddhas, Namo Tas, Bhagavato, Arahato, Sama, Sambuddhas. Okay, we will start the reflection now. You all just listen, eh? Because you don't have this chanting book, except Brother T, I think he has. Eh? You turn to page 126. Eh? This one is sharing of merits. Eh? You turn to page 120. You see, for morning recital, according to what Chief Reverend wrote, I think here is very meaningful. We have done the homage and refuge. They put there Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya. The meaning is homage to the Blessed One, the Fully Enlightened One, perfect in wisdom and compassion. Then homage to the Noble Dhamma, the universal law that the Buddha has taught. Then homage to the Holy Sangha, the protector of the Noble Dhamma. To this triple gem, I go for refuge. Then this one is the subsequent invocation. Invocation of Triple Gem to bless you. May the Triple Gem bless and protect me and my loved ones. You all can recite after me. May the Triple Gem bless and protect me and my loved ones. You recite after me. May we be free from harm and danger. May we overcome our difficulties. May we always meet with success. May we be blessed with good health, strength, peace, and happiness. This is what they always chant for you. Ayu wana sukang palang. Then may my parents, brothers and sisters, teachers, friends, and relatives, be well and happy always. May they be free from all harm and danger. If they are faced with harm and danger, I wish that they overcome their anxiety quickly. If they are faced with ill health, I wish that they regain good health soon. May the Buddha Dharma and the Sangha bless and protect them all. Okay, then this one is a series of aspirations that will help you, invoking the Triple Gem to help. May the Buddha guide my thoughts and action throughout the day. May the Dhamma help me to be strong in moments of weaknesses, brave in times of trouble, and calm in the face of changing fortune. May the Sangha inspire me to act with kindness patience and forgiveness in my dealing with others, including those who are unfriendly to me. May the devas protect me and my family. May the arahants, the saints, and the bodhisattvas and the buddhas guide me in my daily life. May this country be blessed with peace and prosperity and harmony. May I have the opportunity to help someone in need of my love and support. I shall not waste this life in useless pursuit, but use it well to bring about benefits and happiness to the world. May the Buddha be at my head, Dhamma in my heart, and the Sangha at my side to protect and guide me always. May all beings, including my enemies, find peace, be well and happy. Okay, then sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Actually, this one written by Chief is very good. This one, a lot of people miss out. Then after the evening recital, he also have another set of what they call aspiration. So in the evening, again you chant Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya, then you pay homage. Then after that he say, may the Triple Gem bless and protect me. You recite, eh? May the Triple Gem bless and protect me and my loved ones day and night. May we be free from all harm and danger. May we overcome all our difficulties. May we always meet with success. May we be blessed with good health, strength, peace and happiness. May my parents and brothers and sisters, teachers, friends and relatives be well and happy. May they all too be free from harm and danger. If they are faced with harm and danger, I wish that they overcome their anxiety quickly. If they are faced with ill health, I wish that they regain good health soon. May the Triple Gem bless and protect them. Okay, this one is another type of aspiration. You recite. This one very good. Recite after me. If I have strayed from the true path, may I never do it again. If I have carelessly hurt someone by action, speech and thought, may I be more mindful the next time. O Buddha, the Enlightened One, help me to set my heart right. May my actions reflect your love and compassion. I shall strive to cleanse my heart from greed, hatred, and delusion, and live in harmony with all beings. I shall be close to the Dhamma, in good as well as in difficult time. I know that, should the moment come for me to leave the world, I shall do so without fear or regret. Regrets, because I leave the world a better person than when I came into it. Whatever wrong someone may do to me, may I be compassionate and forgive and bear no hatred in my heart and towards them. I shall bear in mind to be grateful for the acts of love and consideration shown to me, no matter how small they appear to be, for those I love and those who love me. May this life be a blessing and a source of happiness to all. Namo Buddhaya. Then finally, only you share merits. This one is very important. I would like to share the merits that I have gathered today, as well as in the past, with all the devas. May they rejoice in these merits and keep an eye on us and my loved ones and our loved ones. I would also like to transfer these merits to all our departed relatives and friends, wherever they are. May they be free from all suffering. And may they all to be well and happy always. Okay. We rejoice. Sadhu. 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 Then. No. 1, 2. Just now we started from page 120, yes. Last page is 127. 126, sorry, 126. Okay, we have to go through Karaniya Metta Sutta, the English version again. I think you all need to help. Apart from the chanting, which those who can really understand, they rejoice. But we need to, through everybody's understanding, invoke this Kayanamitta, Akaraniya Metta, to all beings. So like the Buddha mentioned, at one time some 500 old monks who went into the jungle to practice meditation were disturbed and frightened by certain spirits. Whereupon they return and report the matter to the Buddha. The Buddha then advised the monk to go back to the same place, but armed with metta, loving kindness, for their protection. The Buddha then delivered this sutta called Karaniya Metta Sutta to teach them how to practice this loving kindness. So now you understand. The monk returned to the jungle and radiated their loving kindness to the spirit. And thereafter, they continue their meditation without any problem. So the same spirit who had earlier created disturbance later repent and paid their respect to the monk. This is therefore an important sutta for the devotees to recite to radiate their loving kindness to every beings. By doing so, they can overcome any disturbance, find peace and happiness for themselves, and help others to live peacefully by practicing this great virtue of loving kindness. Even when you meditate, you should radiate metta. Metta is very useful. Okay, now we together. I will recite one line, then you follow. He who is skilled in doing good and wishes to attain the state of calm, leading to enlightenment, that is Nibbana, should act thus. He should be able, upright, perfectly upright, obedient, gentle, and humble, contented, easily look after, that is not a burden to others, with few duties, simple in livelihood, control in senses, discreet and not imprudent, not greedily attached to family. He should not commit any slightest wrong. That wise man might find fault in him. May all beings be happy and safe. May their hearts be well wholesome. Whatsoever living being they are, feeble or strong, long, stout or medium, short, small or large, seen or unseen. Then those dwelling far or near, those who are born and those who are yet to be born, may they all, without exception, be happy and well. Let not one deceive another, nor despise any person whatsoever, in any place, in anger or ill will. Let him not wish any harm to others. Just as a mother would protect her only child at risk of her own life, even so, let him cultivate a boundless heart towards all beings. Let thoughts of boundless love pervade the whole world, above, below, and across, without any obstruction, without any anger, hatred, or enmity. Whether he stand, walk, sit, or lie down, as long as he is awake, he should develop mindfulness. This, they said, is the highest conduct. Not falling into error, virtuous, and endowed with insight. He discard attachment to sensual desire. Truly, he does not come again to be conceived in a womb. Then by this firm determination of this truth, may I ever be well. This one you can repeat 3 times. Eh? By the firm determination of this truth, may I ever be well. by the firm determination of this truth. May I ever be well. So in Pali is itena sacchavacena soti me ho tu sambada. Now my, you know how to chant, you chant together. Itena sacchavacena soti ho tu sambada. Itena sacchavacena soti me ho tu sambada. Okay. Na sacchavacena soti me ho tu sambada. Okay, we finish our reflection. So this one is something I think you have to learn and they also need. Okay, so now we continue with the meditation. You do your meditation. It's supposed to be 9 to 10:30. So you make use of your time to develop this meditation. Then we meet again at 10:30. Okay.